Friends, welcome back to the next chapter of Six Sigma, and that is improve phase. Up till now, we have done defining, then measuring and analyzing the data so that finally we know our root causes, vital few root causes, and now we know where I have to do some improvement. So that ultimately customer gets what he wants, ultimately process gets what process wants, our organization gets what it wants. We have to do innovative improvement. It is improve phase, but I call it innovative improvement phase, because we have to do lot of innovation now. Designing appropriate experiments to understand the relationship between excess that impact the CTQs. In earlier chapter, I have told you that I have to make the cake, and the cake should be of a good taste, and so that is the CTQ. Then I have to work on the excess that creates that cake. The excess are the temperature, the quantity of flour, quantity of sugar, quantity of eggs, etc. I have to work on that. I have to design experiments so that I will do some variations in this excess so that I get a proper quality of cake. Then generating the actions needed to implement optimum levels of critical excess. Optimum level of critical eggs, we have to find out so that minimize the spread in CTQ. What is spread? That is that if you imagine that Gaussian distribution or normal distribution, the base of that bell-shaped curve is the spread. I have to reduce the spread in CTQ. How can I reduce the spread in CTQ? By squeezing the standard deviation so that, so much so that the tolerance is equal to 12 sigma and the spread is equal to always like 6 sigma. Spread is 6 sigma, but tolerance is 12 sigma, so that I don't get any defects at all. Maximum I get 3.4 defects per million opportunities. Conducting pilot tests or processes with excess set at their optimum level, we find out what is the optimum level of X, then we set the X at that level and run the process and find out what is the output. Like that, we can conduct the pilot test, and then before fixing the process, we do lot of pilot tests, whether optimum levels of X what we have decided, whether that gives me result or not. Develop ideas to remove root causes. I know many root causes now. Develop ideas by brainstorming. How can I remove the root causes? Because I know that once I remove the root cause, problem is solved. We know the root cause. How to eliminate the root cause? That is the next. Then test solutions. I have found a solution. For example, for getting a dimension within the tolerance, for getting the process capability, I must go to a grinding process. I must go to a lapping process. I must introduce honing process. If I have decided that, then I should test whether that process really gives me the solution or not. Not that only I propose the solutions, I test those solutions, because I must know whether that solution is good enough to get me the results and standardize the solution. What we have learned in PD, CA, PD, SA, that we standardize the process what we have decided. We optimize the excess, we conduct the tests, whether that process with that X level is really giving me the solution or not. Measure results. Improve the system. Be creative in finding new ways. go out of the box. Out of the box solutions. Find out. Don't be rigid on following your own process which is going on for last 25 years. Think out of the box. Maybe you will get such a solution which you never had thought about it. Complete innovation, out of the box thinking is required in this phase. Because by normal improvement in the current process, you may not get the solution, you may not get the result at all. So you may have to think out of box. Use project management tools, which I am going to tell you, which I have told you also earlier, some tools. Use statistical methods to validate the improvement, because if you do some improvement, you have to conduct continuous test, statistical process control, to find out whether that improvement, for example, you have changed the temperature, you have increased the quantity, you have increased the quality, and whether that really gives me the output or not. Don't only imagine, find out by statistical process control whether that improvement has given you the result for a long term. That is the thing in this. All the efforts of defining, all the efforts of measuring, all the efforts of analyzing what we have done a lot of hard work in that. The team has done a lot of hard work in that. They pay off in the improve phase. Because in improve phase, we are in the mindset of thinking. Because we know all the root causes. We know all the excess which generate the result in CTQs. We know all the CTQs. We know all the common causes. We know all the special causes. And now we are in a position to think what improvement we should do in the process. At this stage, most teams find new energy, because now there is no confusion. Everything is clear why CTQs are not coming. Everything is clear why problems are happening. So teams are very comfortable. They have new energy. They begin to ask following questions. Which are these questions? What possible actions or what ideas will help in addressing the root cause? What can I do so that I can address this root cause? Then, which of these ideas form workable solutions? Workable potential solutions. Potential is for tomorrow. In the coming days, in coming future, these solutions will help or not? Which solution will most likely achieve the goal? We have made a beginning with setting up the goal for the customer, setting up the goal for the process. And what actions, which solution will most likely achieve the goal with the least cost and least disruption? Because I can't afford the disruption in my business. So, how can the chosen solution be tested to ensure its effectiveness and then be implemented permanently for the days to come? Implementing the solution, finding out the solution and implementing the solution, that is all what we do in the improve phase. It is important in the improve phase to maximize the benefits of efforts put in. We have put a lot of efforts in defining. We have put a lot of efforts in measurement systems, measurement taken from the process, and we have put a lot of efforts in analyze phase. We want fruits of those benefits, fruits of those efforts. Too often, teams apply narrow solutions when they can achieve much more with some greater creativity and a broader. We have found that we employ only narrow solutions and we get some small results. No. We should have a broader perspective, greater creativity. Basics of effective idea generation, clarifying the objective of brainstorming, listening to and building on the ideas of others, not to judge, not to criticize, not to comment. For example, in a team of 15 people here, trained people, if an idea comes which is funny, which is little different than our thinking, people start criticizing that. No. You don't know anything. You don't know how to think. In brainstorming, we should not criticize any idea. however funny that may be, however unacceptable that may be, we should not criticize. Otherwise, the thinking process will stop. If there is criticism, if some people laugh at you, you stop thinking. So, that is the basic of idea generation. Avoiding self-censorship. You don't do any censoring on the ideas. You don't say, oh no, your idea is no good. Stop it. Don't talk. Abandoning assumptions and being wide in thinking. Don't assume, no, 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 this can't do it. This grinding cannot give the result. What are you talking? No. Maybe something different out of the box thinking may give the result. So, be wide in thinking. Why not? Be wide in thinking. Then, once the team is loaded with ideas, the next challenge to the team is to turn them into real solution statement. The two key aspects of improve phase: design of experiments and change management. The traditional approach to finding a solution to the problem focuses on one variable at a time, holding the other factors constant. Generally, what we do? Hold one variable constant and then see. Hold one variable, holding other factors constant, and do variation in the one factor. However, it is always not possible to hold other factors constant statistically designed experiment. We can design statistical experiments where we can vary many factors at a time and then find out what is the result. Generally, normally what we do variation only in one factor and keep all other factors constant. Many times it is not possible. The term experiment is defined as the systematic procedure carried out under controlled conditions in order to discover an unknown effect, to test or establish a hypothesis, or to illustrate a known effect. I have explained to you the design of experiments earlier. When analyzing a process, experiments are often used to evaluate which process inputs have a significant impact on the process output. And these inputs can be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Maybe all these are varying, and then that is giving you the output. So, what the target level of those inputs should be to achieve a desired result. In earlier design of experiments, I have explained to you. What should be the variation in those excess so that you get the desired result? Experiments can be designed in many different ways to collect this information. Statistical design of experiments, where you can vary at a time many factors to get the required result. Experimental design can be used at the point of greatest leverage to reduce design costs by speeding up the design process, reducing late engineering design changes, and reducing product material and labor complexity. Many things you can achieve by designing experiments, statistically designed experiments. Design experiments are also powerful tools to achieve manufacturing cost saving. Ultimately, you have to reduce the cost of the manufacturing also, because that is ultimately has impact on the EBIT, impact on the bottom line. I have explained this experiment earlier. Improvement of a process. To improve a process, one must gain thorough knowledge of the process. Process owner is the person who has designed the process, and he has a process layout, and he knows every step. So, in improve phase, you must know thorough knowledge of the process, its environment, its components, its tools, its responses. You must study the process, go in the depth of the process, do process walking, and have thorough knowledge of the process. Involve the process owner in that. Describe the process and break it into sub-processes. If there are 10 steps, write down which are those 10 steps and what is the impact of every step. determine the variability of the measurement instrument, collect the analyzed data, identify major components of variation using statistical tools. We have seen statistical process control, list input variables associated with major component of the variation, screen out trivial variables by using brainstorming, screening experiments or similar techniques. Conduct statistically designed experiments, optimize the process with attention to critical variables and determine the realistic tolerances. The solution statement. Finally, at the end of this improve phase, we have something called as solution statement. What is the solution? That we address all the root causes. That we address all the CTQs. We address all the excess and voids. What is the solution statement? It's a clear description of a proposed improvement. That I want to do this improvement. For example, I can have an internal grinding machine which was earlier doing, the internal grinding machine was doing only one diameter and other diameter was being done on other machine which was not giving me the proper quality. Now I am importing an internal grinding machine which in one setting does both the grinding operations. And now I have started getting the proper quality. When I do both the diameters in one setting, definitely my quality will be much, much better than the earlier process. But this kind of improvement needs crores of rupees investment. Okay, but ultimately I get my result. Then top management will agree, yes, if you are going to get that result, doesn't matter if we have to improve this internal grinding machine which grinds two diameters at a time. It ensures a thorough definition and understanding of the idea of the under consideration. Following solutions can be aimed at. Reduce the number of product options using an ABC cost analysis. What is ABC cost analysis? For example, earlier we were getting revenue for product number 1 of 55. Then product number 2, 45. Then direct cost was 39 and 32. And so what I was getting? By subtracting direct cost from the revenue is 16 for product number 1 and 13 for product number 2. And now, look at this activity-based cost analysis. ABC is activity-based cost analysis. Here, same thing, revenue is 55-45, direct cost is 39-32 and the difference is 16 and 13. Same as the earlier example. Here, you see what is indirect cost. Activity-based indirect cost. Here, in case of product 1, the indirect cost is 16 because admin is 4, production is 6, delivery is 6 because activity is more here, the cost is more. Here, 16 minus 16, the net profit is 0. In case of earlier example, it was 3. And now it is 0, whereas in case of product 2, the admin cost is less, production cost is less, delivery cost is less. So, indirect cost is only 7 and then 13 minus 7 is 6. That means in product 2, I have more profit. Earlier example, I had equal profit in both. And now, in ABC cost analysis, I have more profit in product 2 because this is activity-based costing. Reduce the number of product options using an ABC cost analysis. Then, postpone product differentiation until last possible stage in supply chain. The best stage is product differentiation to the customer. The second is at the distribution or dealer level. The third is in the final assembly. Product differentiation. What is product differentiation? How my product is better than the product of the competitors. That is the differentiation. Why customer should buy your product? And why not competitor's product? What extra you are giving to the customer? So that customer has to come to you. That is the product differentiation. We can do this product differentiation for the last stage in the last possible stage in the supply chain. The best stage is product differentiation by the customer. The second is distributor or dealer level. Third is final assembly. And the worst is at the start of production. There we can do the product differentiation. Then limit the number of customers based on customer differentiation. What is customer differentiation? There are many type of customers. There are some loyal customers. Some customers are unhappy. Some customers have left you. Some customers are disinterested. On the basis of this customer differentiation, you have to limit the number of customers on whom you want to work. Modularize the design for easy, rapid and reliable assembly. Maximize the standardization up to the point of differentiation and produce modules in parallel instead of in series. Not one after another, but parallelly you do the design. Carry just-in-time or lean production to suppliers. Automatic order entry and programs for instant changes in options. Reduce cycle time to customers. As I have already said, that we must reduce the cycle time to customers by working on each stage of the process. Increase inventory turns with pull systems and Kanban. We must pull the production through the line after getting the customer order instead of pushing the production and loading it in the stores. Implementing process improvement. To launch the solution successfully, the team should focus on 3 P's. Which are these 3 P's? Planning. I have said already, planning and preparation. Having a solid implementation plan, then piloting. Do some pilot orders. Trying solutions on a limited scale, a small quantity. Try it, whether that improvement works or not. And then problem prevention. As I have said, prevention is better than cure. So, problem prevention, ask tough questions. How could this crash? What are the failure modes? Ask the questions and prepare the deal proactively. Once the project teams have determined the root causes, it is time to develop solution. Solution statement. What I have said, solution statement. The improve phase is where the team brainstorms solutions, pilots process changes, small quantity, implement solution, and lastly, collect data to confirm there is measurable improvement. The improvement gives me a measurable result. A structured improvement effort can lead to innovative and elegant solutions that improve the baseline measure and ultimately the customer experience. Brainstorm solutions that might fix the problem, select the practical solutions, develop maps, select the best solution, implement the solutions and measure the improvement. PDCA cycle, we already know. Plan, do, check, act. First you do the planning, then do as per that planning, then check whether that planning really gives the result or not, then write down that process and act if there is any problem, then plan again, create charter, scope effort, form team, that is plan, do design, create sustainable plan, train staff in black belt, green belt. Then check, monitor process, statistical process control, and act, adjust process. Adjust the process as per the removing the root causes. 7 management tools are as follows. FMEA, 7 management tools. Project planning and management tools, prototype and pilot studies, simulations and force field diagrams. One by one we will see. This we have seen affinity diagrams. Then we have seen the CTQ tree. Then this is the interrelationship diagram. Here interrelationship diagram, I say what are the causes, I brainstorm the causes and then I find out what are the inputs, how many are outputs, and here the outputs are 4, here the outputs are 5, here the output inputs are 3. So I then concentrate on these are the causes. For example, potential members do not have time. That may be. What is the problem statement? The planning work group does not have equal representation from all 4 sectors. What are the causes of that? So I have brainstormed all these causes. And then what is these arrows are showing? That this leads to this. Some arrows are pointing towards this. For example, here. So I find out how many outgoing arrows are there, how many incoming arrows are there, and I concentrate on these 3 stars, this 1, 2, and 3. This is interrelationship diagram. Then process decision program charts. Here I find out what are all the tasks for this objective. Then next stage, I find out what is the issue. If this fails, what will happen? 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 Then I find out that these 3 things will not fail, but issue 2 and issue 4 can fail. There can be a failure mode in that, same as FMEA. Then if there is going to be failure in issue 2, then I find out the countermeasure for that issue. If there is going to be failure in issue 4, I find out the countermeasure for issue 4. This is process decision program chart. Then matrix diagrams. I make a matrix diagram like this. Manufacturing has a high relationship with production capacity, has a high relationship with product availability. Online delivery has a high relationship with inventory level. Inventory levels are high, then on-time delivery can be done. So here matrix shows what aspect has very close relationship or primary relationship with other factor. So we can make matrix diagram like this. Then we can know the relationship with various factors. And prioritization matrices. Here I make this matrix and then I find out that option 1 is this option 2. Compared to option 2, option 1 is having 5 marks. That means option 1 is better than option 2. Option 3 is not better than option 2. Option 4 is much better than option 1. Option 5 is much better than option 1. So I am comparing option 1 with option 2, option 3, option 4, option 5, and then I find that maximum marks I get 25 marks, which is 85%. So I select this option 1 because I find that option 1 is much, much better than option 2, option 3, option 4, and option 5. Here, similarly, I compare option 2 with all other options, and then I find that it is not very sufficient here. Option 5, I find that option 5 compared to option 5, option 2 is 10, option 3 is 5, option 4 is having 5, so 32.84. So option 5 is much better than other options. So I consider these 2 options. Here again I will tell you, I am comparing option 1 with other options, comparing option 2 with other options, comparing option 3 with other options, comparing option 4 with other options, and comparing option 5 with other options. And I find that option 1 is much better than other options, and option 5 is also better than other options, and then I start working on these 2 options. This is the prioritization matrix. And activity network diagram. For example, email communication, send email, then encrypt email, regular email, then if I get the response for that, then I say communication is established. So this kind of activity network diagram I create. All this I do, but because I want to implement the improvement. For implementing the improvement, I have to do all these things. Thank you.